This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
As a calm settles in over the valley, the first day with school out.
Yes, it is calm out there.
You can, I'm telling you. There's a different feel.
Yeah, there is.
Today.
And it was a breeze getting to work today.
It seemed a little quieter.
It was. I heard the birds chirping. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know if it's real or imagined. But it's got that vibe to it. I was already looking around going, God, there's no stories. There's nothing to talk about. And then I was like, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be that big a deal today. maybe we don't need to try so hard.
Yeah, we're moving and relax.
That's right. Graduations today. Our buddies over at Advanced Technologies Academy. See, that's why I don't go to that school, because I can't say. that's why I got what I got.
Yeah.
And they're graduating from Advanced Technologies Academy today. And D.O., you know, they will graduate at, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. We got stuff. You know what? We got stuff to do. We got high-low. I want to go to Disneyland to get to.
Woohoo!
So here's the deal. The high number, do you remember the high number?
023.
And when we left yesterday, the low number is?
013.
Look at that. It's a 1-in-9 shot right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disneyland Resort and Disney California Adventure. All the usual stuff. I'm going to ask, I'm going to challenge you, Michaela Gordon.
All right.
She went this weekend. I don't know if you know. She went, I don't know if you saw it on social.
There wasn't a lot on social media that I posted. I played it really cool, low key. Just
985 KLUC on Instagram.
985 KLUC, yes. That, by the way, that's sarcasm, kids.
Yes, it is.
What you're hearing from Ms. Gordon over here, from Commissioner Gordon. Did they call you that in school? No? Nobody
no,
did?
No, but I kind of love it.
Oh, I've wanted to call you Commissioner Gordon since you started on this show.
Why haven't we? But let's bring it in.
I thought there might be childhood trauma. I didn't know.
There's plenty of childhood trauma, but not from that.
Not that. So listen, it's wide open. We're back to playing high-low. I want to go to Disneyland.
Yes.
And you got a 1-in-9 shot right now. Here's what I'd do if I was you. I'd call 702-364-9898. I would do it right now. Be caller number 25. Good luck.
Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh my goodness, let's go. Hello.
Hey.
I want to go to Disneyland. It's happening today. I'm feeling it's happening. The first one, we'll knock down the first one today. At the end, by the time this is all done, I think we have as many as 15 that we can get.
Wow.
And not for nothing, there's a grand prize element to this as well.
Oh, that's fun.
We'll kick it up a notch. So we're doing 4 2-day 1. You know this already, Milani Pablo. This is not your first time. We know.
Nope.
In fact, I was telling Adrian, I'm like, yeah, look at them all come out of the woodwork. You know.
We know what we like. We know what we like.
That's true.
Fair.
That's true. Yeah. The rest of the time, nothing. But you bring the, you know,
I'm still listening.
Sure.
And it's not for not trying, okay? Because I do try. It's just I don't always get through.
I hear these stories all the time. And I'm like, well, if you're only calling for prizes.
At least they're not excuses. They're stories.
Oh,
amen.
Period.
Amen. It's all true. I can't, you know what? I can't argue with your logic. I've always said that Milani Pablo, and by the way, don't call her Melanie.
Exactly. Thank you.
Pay attention. Don't call her Melanie. It's Milani. See, that's how well we know.
Those are your buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how often I've either won or just called.
It's also super easy when you only have 12 listeners. It's really easy. Super easy to keep track. It's only that. All right, let's get to it. We got stuff to do.
98.5. KLQC.
Let's get you set here. Melanie Pablo of Centennial Hills. Your high number is
023.
And Melanie Pablo of Centennial Hills, your low number is
013.
Uh-huh. You know what? Why don't we just go ahead and knock this one down? What is it?
So you're just going to give me, I don't have to guess?
Well.
Well, smarty.
I told you she's a smart
one. She's a good one.
Okay. Ooh, breathe. I have one number. My daughter gave me another. I'm going to go with hers. So if it's not good, then, you know, we can blame it on her.
Perfect.
Okay. Ready?
Listening.
15-15. Final answer.
Final. Ooh. Because, and then what's, what was your number?
17.
Mm-hmm. 015. Final answer?
Yes.
Final.
Final. Come on, let's do this. Okay, my blood pressure's rising.
Okay.
Nope, too low. Oh.
It's too low, Melanie Pablo.
Okay.
Melanie, are you listening to me right now?
Yes, I am.
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you, and I'm calling back. I should have just done what I said I was going to do. Okay. See, and that's why I'm the mother and she's the child, right?
That's right. Yes. Well, apparently not.
Apparently not today.
Yeah, she's running the show.
She ruined everything.
Exactly. She's the baby.
She's running the baby
in the family.
Right into the ditch.
Exactly. Thank you very much, and I will try again in an hour.
Yeah, that would be... I think that would be a smart move on your part.
Yes, I'm going to be intently listening.
Okay. All right, we'll play again at 7. Everybody hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I have to be honest with you. This really should be a fill in the blank.
Okay.
If you've missed it later on in the show, right around 9 o'clock, these days with high-low, we play at about 9:15. We do a bit called fill in the blank. It's basically like playing old school Mad Libs.
So fun.
With Michaela and I. And I just do a story and let her fill in the blanks. And it's awesome. It might be the most fun we have all day.
It's our party trick.
Well, do you want a special early morning? Do you want to?
Yeah.
Special early morning
okay.
version of
fill in the blank.
Why not? There's no
all
rules.
Right.
This is our show.
What's up?
We can do whatever we want. I'm like, why am I so locked into this plan
it's a
right
good
now?
Jeff Buchanan show. Let's go.
Or the lack of a plan. A drunk driver got pulled over in Rapids,
Arkansas,
Iowa.
Close. So well.
Similar. Similar. Corn, not hogs.
Yeah.
So a cop saw his 2016 Ford.
Focus.
Yes.
Oh.
Because what else would it be? Your choices were Focus or F-150. I know it's going through, right? But the 2016 Ford Focus was swerving all over the road. He handed them his...
ID.
And they knew it was...
Fake?
Yes.
Okay,
and
I'm
yes,
on a roll.
Yes, and you are.
Whoa.
I didn't know what I was getting into doing this thing before 6:30. Who knew? They knew the ID was fake because it listed his height as...
6 feet.
Higher.
6'5".
Higher.
7 feet?
Higher.
Stop.
No, 7'5". Stop. Higher.
Not 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall.
He said he was 8 feet tall.
Who has a fake ID and doesn't look at that and go, no.
Yeah.
We have to do better. For the record, the tallest person living in the world is 8'3". Tallest ever was 8'11".
Wow.
This guy's claiming to be 8 foot. The driver was how old?
37.
33-year-old Joel Vieda, whose actual height is?
5'6".
5'8". Yeah, you are hot today. You're on fire today with this. He failed his blank test.
Driver's license.
Sobriety test.
Oh.
And also flunked the...
Oh, the weed
You got it.
Drug test?
The breathalyzer. Yeah, the breathalyzer test. Oh, and look, he had an open...
can.
Beer, yeah, in the cup holder. And a six-pack of...
Beers.
Coronas. In the back seat. They also found a folded...
Oh, my God. Joint?
Dollar bill. With white powder in it that he admitted was...
Drugs.
What kind?
Cocaine?
Meth.
Oh, good.
Turns out he needed the fake...
ID.
Uh-huh. Because he doesn't have a
license.
No, he doesn't. And was wanted for not appearing in court on a previous charge of...
Murder.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but that is. Why not just go straight to the murdering?
Well, he said he's 8 feet tall.
No, drunk driving. But anyway, that's, yeah. Ooh, an early morning version. Fill in the blank. Hope you enjoyed that. We do it again every day. Well, during high-low, we do it around 9:15.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, super lightning fast graduation-themed good feeling stories of the day. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about the guy at UMass Dartmouth gave every graduate... $1,000 in cash.
Oh my God.
He was the commencement speaker. He's done this before. It's Robert Hale Jr. He's a billionaire.
Obviously.
For a company called Granite Telecommunications. And he's one of the owners of the Boston Celtics. There was a little catch to the thousand. They could keep, the graduates themselves, could keep 500, but the other 500 had to be given away.
Welcome to the real world.
To somebody in need. Not taxes. somebody in need or a charity or a cause close to them. Which, by the way, that's how you dodge the taxes. Because then you only have 500 and they don't tax you on that.
That's the
right. So, yeah, he's done this before. Like I said, he told the crowd that for him and his wife, the greatest joys we've had in our life have been the gift of giving. And if you can, you should. And I agree with him. Yeah. And you know, that's how we roll on this show. Vermont State University's Castleton campus honoring a friendly neighborhood cat who's been hanging out on campus for a long time. The cat is named Max. For a lot of people, he's become like an emotional support animal, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody at this school knows Max.
Yeah, because you can't have your own pets at school.
So they gave him the honorary degree of Doctor of... Literature. Get it? You get it? Literature. Get it? Like kitty litter. You get it? So dumb. So dumb, but so awesome.
So stupid and so sweet.
It's so awesome. Yeah. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's do this. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Oh, look who's here. Amy Melendez, our current champion with the two, she's going for win number three today. But look out now. Lake Las Vegas has entered the
chat.
Lake Las Vegas. Actual honest to God Lake Las Vegas or on the way to Lake Las Vegas?
Line four.
Yo, oh, did I grab the wrong line?
Sorry about that.
Adrian just whispered in my ear.
He used
his sexy voice on me.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Line four, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, meanwhile, poor Allison in Mountain's Edge is like, what?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, let me talk.
Sorry about that, Susan. Actual honest to goodness, Lake Las Vegas?
Woo! Actual Las Vegas, sitting right by the water and the dust.
Oh my God,
yeah,
beautiful.
Girl, you don't need Nick Swartzen tickets. You can buy your own. She's just doing this for the competition. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes.
You know why? Because she's a winner. That's how you end up living in Lake Las Vegas, Adrian. You're a winner. You're a competitor.
True that.
Adrenaline rush.
Yeah, you ain't in it for the tickets. You're in it for the victory. You're in it to take down the champion. I love that.
Let's do this.
All right, first one to three. Buzz in with your name. When you hear the question, don't answer until you get called on. A lot of people give up points that way. And, and if neither of you answer a question, then I get a chance to steal. And if I get three before either of you, you both get thrown out and the tickets just go to the masses.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the John Mulaney bit with Mick Jagger. Not funny. And then he points. No. Yeah. My wife and I love that. All right, Michaela Gordon, let's go.
Which Monsters, Inc. character is always watching?
Amy.
Amy strikes first. What's the answer?
Gosh. Okay, I just drew a blank. I was going to see Mike, but it's not Mike.
You knew, and then you didn't.
Come on.
Because Mike had one eye. I get why she said that. Mike was out. Sorry.
We're playing a game here.
Give it away.
Susan, would you like to steal? And only Susan, Adrian. Susan, would you like to steal?
Pass and fresh.
Is that the... I have no idea. I don't have it.
No.
What's the answer?
Roz.
Oh, okay. Great. No points.
All right. Which Disney character sings Kiss the Girl, Sebastian or Flounder?
Nemo.
I don't think we have a contestant named Nemo, so I can't... You have to buzz in first.
Amy? Was it Flounder?
No.
I don't like multiple choice. Okay, so Susan, would you like to steal?
Can I hear the question again?
No.
I know.
Is the answer no, I would not like
Ariel,
to steal because I wasn't paying attention? Is that the answer?
Ariel.
Well, here's the funny thing. She actually gave you a multiple choice between Sebastian and Flounder, so Ariel, no.
It was so easy, girl.
It's hard to hear. Sebastian is the answer.
I'm going
to
say Sebastian, and I'm taking the point. Yeah. One for me. Nobody else got nothing.
What is the cutest little town in Carburetor County?
What
is the cutest little town in Carburetor County? All right, Radiator Springs is the answer.
Oh, well, thanks for giving me the chance to answer.
Oh, come on, me.
What's happening right now? Let's refocus here. Let's
bring it back.
Okay, yeah. Everybody quit jumping in on stuff. Calm down. We got the wrong... Never mind. All right, next question.
Who was the first Black Disney princess?
Amy. Is it Princess Anna?
Is it Princess Anna?
Close.
Susan, would you like to steal?
Oh, yes. Princess Tiana.
Is it Princess Tiana? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, so one... they fired up in Las Vegas today. So, okay, Susan's got one. I've got one. Amy's tried really hard, but she has nothing to show for it.
Yeah. What was the first Pixar movie ever?
These are hard today.
They are.
Is it Monsters, Inc.?
No. It's Toy Story.
Of course it was. Of course it was. One for Susan, one for me, nothing for Amy.
Which Disney character sings How Far I'll Go?
Amy?
Amy?
Moana?
Yes.
Yes, Amy's on the board. All right, one across.
One across.
What is the name of the Italian restaurant where Lady and the Tramp share spaghetti?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I know that one.
Dude. I don't have it. What's the answer?
Tony's Spaghetti.
Man, these are hard.
Are these
today.
Tough today?
Woo.
What the heck is it? Let's get a cannabis question.
All right, the star of the live-action Little Mermaid is half of which singing group?
Anybody?
These were a little tough, sorry.
Did Amy, did you buzz in?
No, no.
All right, what's the answer?
It's Chloe and Halle.
Yeah, that's, whoa. That's hard. These are tough.
Yeah, okay, went a little hard today, sorry.
You guys are new on me.
All right. What year was Disney established? 1955, 1956, or 1957?
Amy.
Amy with the answer.
1955.
55 is correct. Amy's got two. Oh, Susan with one. We've lost Susan, I think. We haven't heard from Susan in 20 minutes. Somebody go drag the lake, see if she fell in. I'll go. So Amy with two, Susan with one, me with one.
Which Disney princess has seven dwarfs?
Amy.
No way.
Okay, you don't get to just yell stuff out. I know how it goes in Lake Las Vegas. You don't get to just yell stuff out, privileged. Stop it. Amy, your answer, please.
Snow White.
Is it Snow White for the win? That's all right, Susan. We'll just play your own game over there. You just go ahead. Yes, winner!
Yay!
She's taking off on me.
My guess is that Susan's going to believe that she won anyway because she's doing her own thing right now in Lake Las Vegas. I love it.
What happens where you just call for the prize?
That's right. That's right. You're a winner.
Yes.
You're always a winner. Love that. Susan, have a great day. We got to run. Amy's now a three-time champ. We'll throw on some Nick Swartz and tickets for you and then see you back here tomorrow for another thrilling edition of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hang on a second, Allison. Let me turn these mics on. Maybe people will be able to hear us then. Allison, my wife and I were just in Mountain's Edge yesterday. We went to Whidbey's, the new place there on, what's that road? What's the big Blue Diamond?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great. No, it was awesome. We made lots of friends there. In fact, one of the people, Valerie, was wearing an Aces shirt.
You did something super fun for this girl, actually.
Well, no, I just asked her. I said, you going to the game tomorrow night? Because obviously, and they're kind of it's a breakfast place, but it's like sports themed.
Yeah.
And they got stuff on the walls and they have TVs. I don't, sports theme might be a little much.
Yeah.
But she had an Aces shirt on and I said, are you going to the game? And she goes, I don't have tickets and they're hard to get because they're sold out and whatever. I go, you can have mine. I looked at my wife. I go, you're not going, right?
Yeah. And she was so excited.
Way excited.
Yeah.
It's fun. Aces take on Phoenix tonight. For you, Allison, your 177-second survey starts now. If they were just going to hand it over to you, do you want to be president?
No.
Have you ever wanted to be president?
No.
They asked 5,000 Americans, have you ever wanted to be president of the United States? Three-quarters said no. 15% of the people left said, yeah, but only when I was a kid.
Yeah, yes.
When you're a kid.
When you're a little kid.
You can be anything you want to be, little Michaela.
Yeah, until you grow up.
And you go, that sucks.
Yeah, there's boundaries now.
Only 8% ever wanted to be president as an adult. Strangely enough, if there's a silver lining, it's that the generation that has wanted to be president more than any others is Gen Z.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that doesn't seem. Adrian, do you ever want to be president?
Hell yeah, I'll do it.
Right now?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
100%.
That would be like Idiocracy, where the pro wrestler becomes president.
Let's make it happen.
Runs the whole thing. You ever see that movie, Idiocracy, Allison?
I think so. Yes, a long time ago.
I think Luke Wilson gets transported into the future, and it looks striking. Yes. We're like 15 minutes away from being that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they can't. None of the crops grow because they're putting Mountain Dew on it. Comforting. Instead of water. Yeah, we're close. We're close to that. I don't know that there's a question here. Okay, let me ask you this. Does this make sense? When you are getting dressed, what do you match your shoes to? Allison, you're
My outfit, I don't know. It's the whole ensemble. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, I realize that I don't really have a solid question for this.
I know girls that will get shoes and match their outfit to, like, the shoes are the first thing.
The shoes are the first thing.
We got to build the outfit around the shoes.
Here's mm-hmm. where I got this from. On TikTok, they're talking about the sandwich method. So that you match your shoes to your shirt so that they're the same color, at least they match-ish. Uh-huh. And then your pants or your skirt or whatever are sandwiched in the middle.
Okay.
It's the sandwich method.
This is silly.
Moving on.
Yeah.
It is silly. This show is silly today. I'm struggling today. In two different polls, 4 out of 10 people say it's okay to swipe the pen from a hotel room. Is that okay?
Yes, that's why they're there.
Okay. I'm okay with taking the pen out of the hotel room.
Agreed.
It's advertisement.
Nearly 1 out of 10 says it's okay to swipe the pen that your server gives you to sign the bill.
That's not okay.
No.
No, I was a server in another life, and do not take my pens, baby.
And usually in the hotel, they want you to take the pen. That's why, because they're branded.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They want you to take those. But you can't take the servers ever.
No, they've only got one pen usually. It's that one.
And they got one that they like. Mm-hmm. That they like. But 8% of the people that they talked to said it's always acceptable to steal it from the check folder thing. 24%. Okay, 1 in 4 said it depends on the restaurant.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
We'll see you at Joey and AJ on August 2nd. Everybody else has to wait till Friday to get their tickets, but you don't have to. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, we have a great relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. He's free with his emotions, but there's a time and a place.
Is it too free?
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute. First, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Morgan and Bishop from Sky Canyon.
I love that. Hi, Morgan.
Hello. I'm ready.
Well, I was going to say,
yeah, she is.
Feeling the pressure much?
Well, I promised my almost 6-year-old daughter I would shoot for her number, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. I'm interested. You know it's a 1 in 3 shot right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And don't be so serious, Michaela. Smile.
All right.
Smile. Well, hi, I want to go to Disneyland.
I want these kids to go. Let me get back into my Disney vibe.
Yeah, but you're all like... so serious and everything. So the high number is
019.
The low number is
015.
Beautiful. Let's engage the official guest music.
98.5
KLQC.
This is easy. She's gonna get it. It's fine. A 1 in 3 shot. And wait, who chose the number, Morgan?
My almost 6-year-old daughter.
Is this a good idea?
It is. And I pinky promise, so I have to do it.
Oh, God. Yeah, gotcha. And she's standing right there, isn't she? Let's make a little
I just dropped her off at school.
What? How did you get away with an extra day of mommy freedom?
She's in a charter school.
Nice. Uh-huh. Nice. Good. Well, here's the other thing, and I just want to throw this out there to you. She's not listening right now, so she doesn't. Are you? Or do you agree with the number that she gave you?
Yes.
Because your choices at this point are 016, 017, or 018. Which one?
I'm going to go with 017.
You're going to go with. Okay, are you going with it, or is the 6-year old going with it?
We're both going with it.
Well, okay. Now that's different. If you're both going with it, then that makes a lot more sense. 017, final answer?
Final answer.
You split it right down the middle. Here we go.
You get to go.
Morgan, how do you feel?
I'm crying.
Oh!
I really wanted this for them.
All right, contest over. Nobody else. Morgan is that nobody else is ever going to be able to top this. We're done. Sorry, that's it for Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland. That's it. We're done.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
That's so good.
Thank you, guys.
No, congratulations.
Good job, Mama.
4 2-day, one park per day tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disney Resort and Disney California Adventure. So you said for them. So we talked about the almost 6-year-old. Who else is in the mix here?
I also have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Wow. Well, awesome. And there's 4 tickets. So, yeah, that's all you need.
Yep.
That sounds,
perfect.
I got to be honest. That sounds like a lot. It sounds like you're going to have your hands full. Yeah. Is what that is. But worth it.
I will, but it'll be worth it.
Totally worth it. Right on. All right, hang on 1 second. We'll get some particulars from you. Oh, my goodness. That's nice. Morgan Bishop from Sky Canyon, your first winner.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Look at you, Morgan Bishop from Sky Canyon, our first winner of Hi-Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. We'll have a brand new game, game number 2, with 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disneyland Resort and Disney's California Adventure coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. It's good. We got like 15 of these all together. And then when it's all said and done, somebody else is going to get bumped up with accommodations and whatnot, too. There's like a grand prize.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's cool. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Topgolf. Get spicy with Casamigos and Topgolf Las Vegas. This Saturday, it's Summer Bash, a new pool party with free entry for those who are over 21. Find out more at TopGolfGod.com/Las Vegas. Relationship rehab. This is interesting.
Okay, I want to know.
Jessica C. says, I have been with my boyfriend for 4 months. She was going to come on this morning. She got called into a meeting early, so she couldn't do it. Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months. We're both active and into fitness. It is the main point of attraction for us both. Good Lord, are they just excruciatingly hot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Recently, we started working out together every night, too. I'm like that.
Oh.
Dirty. It didn't take long to notice that he does something in the gym that I have never seen before. He cries.
What?
How often do you go?
5 days a week.
Yeah, I see those videos every day.
Thank you very much.
Do you ever exercise your arms?
Yeah, I do. Today's arm day, actually.
Oh, well, we'll see
Thanks.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how many times I go to the gym.
How many times?
None. Look at me. Seriously. What are you, nuts? I know when you look at me, you go, that's a guy who spends his life in the gym. Anyway, homeboy cries. It first happened while he was doing squats.
Wow,
the whole thing is so funny to me. I just thought he was straining too much and only mentioned the tears streaming down his face because I thought he was hurting himself. He assured me that he was fine and let it go. Then after doing some intense cardio, He stood with his head leaning on the wall and just started sobbing.
Oh.
I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing was wrong. He explained that he just gets emotional sometimes when he's working out. He said it actually makes him feel better, and he values the emotional release of working out just as much as the physical. I am 26. I have been working out since high school, and I have never once seen someone cry at the gym. I'm going to start here, and usually we wait until we get some other opinions, but I think this is a fair. When did you really start hitting the gym hard?
Probably around 15. I played soccer, and it was sort of like a requirement to hit the gym for legs. So probably around 15, 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been going for a while?
Yeah, long time.
3-4 years?
Exactly, Chet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So young.
So, criers in the gym?
You might not believe this. I get it. I totally get it.
Say no more. The stares that we were getting from other people in the gym make me believe that this is not normal. I got to admit, it makes me want to work out with him less, and I'm even concerned about his mental state and our relationship. Am I right? So here's where it gets... Am I right for reconsidering our relationship? Now, I'm getting the impression that we are about to hear from Michaela that this is not so abnormal. I'd love to hear from you, 702-364-9898. We have a brand new, fresh shipment of Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and we'll give you two of them. If you are caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. But yeah, we'd love to hear from everybody that we can for relationship rehab. I want to wrap this up. Jessica C. says that she's been with her boyfriend for 4 months. I'm guessing they met at the gym.
Yeah.
It's kind of the focus of their relationship. She said they've started working out at night, all that kind of stuff. Every night. We started working out together every night as well.
At the gym.
Yeah, at the gym. Amongst other places, I'm sure. But then she says he's a crier and that this is a normal thing for him. It started out when he was doing squats, and then, and she's like, you okay? Thought maybe he was hurting himself or whatever. He's like, no, it's good. After some intense cardio, he's over there just like, oh man, just letting it all out. And so now he says he values the emotional release of working out just as much as the physical. I hear this, but for me, I hear this, but I don't hear this.
Okay.
You know, like I see how it could happen.
Yeah, it does.
Sure. And do you look at them? Do you cry? Do you?
I do.
All the time?
Not all the time, but I've had some pretty good sob sessions in the gym.
Danny, do you burst out in tears while you're at the gym?
Not really. No tears.
Okay, but yet it says on my screen, you don't think this is weird.
It's not weird, but no tears.
Yeah, it ain't weird, but you ain't doing it. I see what's going on. Okay, I got this. All right, thank you. Hey, good talk, man. Thank you. Is that it? You're not saying anything else? No, it's not necessary. Don't feel forced. It's okay. Hang on 1 second. He's got Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Yes.
And they'll look good. Couldn't shut that guy up.
Too much talking.
This has been the funniest of shows. This is so weird. It's been weird. Okay, so now let's knock this out really quick.
All right.
The stares we were getting from other people in the gym make me believe that this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got to be honest, dude. I don't.
You think it's weird?
Yeah. I understand it. I'm just not feeling it. look, once in a blue moon, just the same as two. Every once in a while, you gotta, you know?
Right.
And they, nobody likes anybody who yells in the gym, but every once in a while, you go, okay. Now, if it's the guy that every time,
that's annoying.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, grunter, he does.
Jim Grunter. What do they call those at Planet Fitness? Lunks? Isn't that what they call them? Lunks?
I don't know.
Like no lunks. They're like no lunks in the gym. That dude, slamming weight down, dude. Not cool.
Yeah.
But by the same token, can you excuse me? I'm filming.
Oh, my God.
You're every bit as annoying. So why not throw crying guy into the, you know, into the whole thing?
Would it make a difference to you if it was a girl crying? Is it because, like, men should be tough and masculine? Is that why it's weird?
No. I'm just saying it's again, where I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's like, if this is part of it for you, I suppose. So let's answer the question. I got to admit, it makes me want to work out with him less. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're embarrassed. Because obviously she thinks it's weird. She's looking to find out if she's right or not. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about his mental state and our relationship. Am I right for reconsidering our relationship? You're shaking your head.
I don't think she's right. When I work out and I go really heavy, the amount of stress and emotion that's released in working out really heavy or running, it's literally made me start crying. I mean, I will say I do feel weird if I start crying. I feel even a little embarrassed, but it just comes out. You're exerting a lot of energy. And people say go to the gym for your mental health.
I'm going to say this right now. Yes, Jessica C., you're always right to reconsider your relationship. Honestly, 4 months, this is what your relationship is based on. This dude's crying. It's bothering you. Now, is that enough to break up? Because you might not be any bargain either. You know what I mean? You might have stuff that you do that really bugs him. But,
yeah.
You know, girl, you put your time in at the gym, so you're worth sticking around for. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but I will say this, if it bugs you and you're going, I don't want to be around this.
Yeah.
Well then, yeah, this may not be a long-term deal for you.
That's a fair point. If it's a personal thing, 4 months, you can still get out as fast as you got in. I agree with that.
Adrian looks like he wants to jump in.
No, it's just, I'd break up. You're obviously not with the vibes. So get away from the vibes.
Yeah, see?
Whoa.
You told me no, but you meant yes. You said no, but yeah.
All right. He's just crying a little bit.
Yeah, okay, Jessica, see, dump him. That's what we've decided now.
All right. No? I still agree with me. I think it's okay that he's crying.
I think you've jumped back and forth a couple of different times on this. I don't think you've actually, you've said.
No, I think it's okay. I totally think it's okay that he cried, and I don't think she should question it. I agree with the point that you're making, where if it's not her personal preference, me personally, I don't think it's weird at all. I wouldn't even bring it up to the guy.
Okay, but she already has. So now I'm gonna pin you down on this because you're like, I agree with you, but I think this.
Okay.
Well, you don't get to have it both ways.
All right, fair.
If we're counseling our friend Jessica C.
Okay, fair.
So, do you stick it out or no?
Stick it out.
Okay.
Stick it out.
I go with what you said, and you said it's 4 months. Get out as fast as you got in. I don't know. I would monitor the situation very closely. Obviously, you know you got a problem. We also have a problem. We got to go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, friends, it's time for another exciting edition of
Fill in the blank.
A 26-year-old female. What does she do for a living?
Doctor.
Close.
Stop.
Puppy doctor. She's a veterinarian. She was just starting her new job last week when somebody brought in a very sick
puppy.
Yeah, a very sick puppy. So they did
an
x-ray. Sure, a little form of scan.
Okay.
And they realized that the dog had
bug bites.
Had eaten something. After the x-ray, I think they would find something inside.
Yeah, fair.
Bug bites.
It's mosquito season. It's rough.
They realized the dog had eaten something that had become caught in its system. So they performed an emergency
surgery.
Yeah, they did. And pulled out the obstruction. And it was a
bone.
No, try again.
Button.
No, try again.
Underwear.
Yes.
Was
specifically a thong.
Oh my God, my dog used to eat mine too.
I think we're just going to let that sit there for a second. But they told the owner, and she didn't understand because she doesn't own
thongs.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
So she blanked her blank.
Called her man.
Yes, she did. Her husband.
Okay.
And apparently the revelation that it belonged to
another woman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Came to the surface. While they were on the phone, the vet says that she felt
terrible.
Yes, exactly. Terrible for the woman. It was a blank way to find out.
Awkward.
Horrible way to find out. Not to mention the blank over the dog.
Guilt.
Stress.
Yeah.
the dog
was stressed out.
The dog could have died. Had they not removed the
thong
in time. The dog is going to be
fine.
The blank, not so much.
Marriage,
not so much.
Gone.
Yeah, that's it. Fill in the blank, everybody.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I just cursed a minute ago when I was talking to Michaela about this story.
Yeah.
This story flips me out. A University of Colorado School of Medicine study found that organ transplant recipients may very well also be receiving personality traits from their donors. Now, we've heard stories like this before.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So they dug a little deeper. Researchers found, they studied a bunch of people that had gotten hearts, kidneys, stuff like that. 89% of respondents, that is just a tick below 9 out of 10, reported some kind of personality change after receiving a transplant.
Wow.
People liked different foods. Other people changed their spiritual beliefs completely.
Yeah.
The most chilling example that they pointed to, and this is the part I've got, oh my God, I got goosebumps right now. A child who had received a heart completely stopped playing with Power Rangers. They had loved these Power Rangers.
Right.
They were all about the Power Rangers. But after they received another heart, they stopped playing with them completely. The donor had been reaching for Power Rangers toys when he fell out of a window and didn't make it.
Oh my gosh.
They believe, and they're still trying to go deeper on this now.
Right.
They think it is the cellular memory hypothesis. The idea that your organs somewhere on the cellular level.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a doctor.
No, you're not.
How do you expect me
to do his best?
Please.
Come on.
But that your organs can carry memories and personal preferences.
Can I tell you a crazy story quick?
No. Okay. I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
There was a young girl, 13 years old, who very unfortunately was murdered. And she ended up being able to give her heart to another 13-year-old
sure.
young girl. The 13-year-old girl was sleeping one night, had a dream. They never caught the guy that murdered the girl. The girl with the new heart transplant was sleeping, had a crazy dream, woke up, told her parents. They went to the police station. Do you know that because of her memory in that dream, the sketch, I have goosebumps right now, literally on my body, they caught the man who killed that girl because of the dream that girl had through this.
You know what sucks about me?
What?
You know what sucks about me as a human being?
Huh?
I'm generally a good person. Would you not believe, you know?
Yeah, you're a great guy.
Well, thanks. I was fishing for that compliment.
And I wanted to give it to you.
Yeah, that's great. No, really.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to wrap this up. Jessica C. says that she's been with her boyfriend for 4 months. I'm guessing they met at the gym.
Yeah.
That's kind of the focus of their relationship, she said. They've started working out at night, all that kind of stuff. Every night. We started working out together every night as well.
At the gym.
Yeah, at the gym. Amongst other places, I'm sure. But then she says he's a crier. And that this is a normal thing for him. It started out when he was doing squats. And then, and she's like, you okay? Thought maybe he was hurting himself or whatever. He's like, no, it's good. After some intense cardio, he's over there just like, oh, man, just letting it all out. And so now he says he values the emotional release of working out just as much as the physical. I hear this, but for me, I hear this, but I don't hear this.
Okay.
You know, like I see how it could happen.
Yeah, it does.
Sure. And do you look at them? Do you cry? Do you?
I do.
All the time?
Not all the time, but I've had some pretty good sob sessions in the gym.
Danny, do you burst out in tears while you're at the gym?
Not really. No tears.
Okay, but yet it says on my screen, you don't think this is weird.
It's not weird, but no tears.
Yeah, it ain't weird, but you ain't doing it. I see what's going on. Okay, I got this. All right, thank you. Hey, good talk, man. Thank you. Is that it? You're not saying anything else? No, it's not necessary. Don't feel forced. It's okay. Hang on 1 second. He's got Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Yes.
And they'll look good. Couldn't shut that guy up.
Too much talking.
This has been the funniest of shows. This is so weird. It's been weird. Okay, so now let's knock this out really quick.
All right.
The stares we were getting from other people in the gym make me believe that this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got to be honest, dude. I don't.
You think it's weird?
Yeah. I understand. Again, I understand it. I'm just not feeling it. Look, once in a blue moon, just the same as too. Every once in a while, you got to, you know?
Right.
And nobody likes anybody who yells in the gym, but every once in a while, you go, okay. Now, if it's the guy that every time,
that's annoying.
That guy sucks.
Yeah,
grunter,
he does.
Jim Grunter. What do they call those at Planet Fitness? Lunks? Isn't that what they call them? Lunks?
I don't know.
Like no lunks. They're like no lunks in the gym. That dude, slamming weight down, dude. Not cool.
Yeah.
But by the same token, can you excuse me? I'm filming.
Oh, my God.
You're every bit as annoying. So why not throw crying guy into the, you know, into the whole thing?
Would it make a difference to you if it was a girl crying? Is it because, like, men should be tough and masculine? Is that why it's weird?
No. I'm just saying again, where I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's like, if this is part of it for you, I suppose. So let's answer the question. I got to admit, it makes me want to work out with him less. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're embarrassed. Because obviously she thinks it's weird. She's looking to find out if she's right or not. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about his mental state and our relationship. Am I right for reconsidering our relationship? You're shaking your head.
I don't think she's right. When I work out and I go really heavy, the amount of stress and emotion that's released in working out really heavy or running, it's literally made me start crying. I mean, I will say I do feel weird if I start crying. I feel even a little embarrassed, but it just comes out. You're exerting a lot of energy. And people say go to the gym for your mental health.
I'm going to say this right now. Yes, Jessica C., you're always right to reconsider your relationship. Honestly, 4 months, this is what your relationship is based on. This dude's crying. It's bothering you. Now, is that enough to break up? Because you might not be any bargain either. You know what I mean? You might have stuff that you do that really bugs him. But,
yeah.
You know, girl, you put your time in at the gym, so you're worth sticking around for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? So, but I will say this. If it bugs you and you're going, I don't want to be around this.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, this may not be a long-term deal for you.
That's a fair point. If it's a personal thing, 4 months, you can still get out as fast as you got in. I agree with that.
Adrian looks like he wants to jump in.
No, it's just I'd break up. You're obviously not with the vibes, so get away from the vibes.
Yeah, see?
Whoa.
You told me no, but you meant yes. No, you said no, but yeah.
All right. He's just crying a little bit.
Yeah, okay, Jessica, see, dump him. That's what we've decided now.
All right. No? I still agree with me. I think it's okay that he's crying.
I think you've jumped back and forth a couple of different times on this. I don't think you've actually, you've said.
No, I think it's okay. I totally think it's okay that he cried, and I don't think she should question it. I agree with the point that you're making, where if it's not her personal preference, me personally, I don't think it's weird at all. I wouldn't even bring it up to the guy.
Okay, but she already has. So now I'm gonna pin you down on this because you're like, I agree with you, but I think this.
Okay.
Well, you don't get to have it both ways.
All right, fair.
If we're counseling our friend Jessica C.
Okay, fair.
So, do you stick it out or no?
Stick it out.
Okay.
Stick it out.
I go with what you said, and you said it's 4 months. Get out as fast as you got in. I don't know. I would monitor the situation very closely. Obviously, you know you got a problem. We also have a problem. We got to go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, friends, it's time for another exciting edition of
Fill in the Blank.
A 26-year-old female. What does she do for a living?
Doctor.
Close.
Stop.
Puppy doctor. She's a veterinarian. She was just starting her new job last week when somebody brought in a very sick
puppy.
Yeah, a very sick puppy. So they did a scan. An x-ray. Sure, a little form of scan.
Okay.
And they realized that the dog had...
Bug bites.
Had eaten something. After the x-ray, I think they would find something inside.
Yeah, fair.
Bug bites.
It's mosquito season. It's rough.
They realized the dog had eaten something that had become caught in its system. So they performed an emergency
surgery.
Yeah, they did. And pulled out the obstruction. And it was a...
Bone?
No, try again.
Button?
No, try again.
Underwear?
Yes.
Was
specifically... A thong.
Oh, my God. My dog used to eat mine, too.
I think we're just going to let that sit there for a second. But they told the owner, and she didn't understand because she doesn't own...
Thongs? Oh.
So she blanked her blank.
Called her man.
Yes, she did. her husband.
Okay.
And apparently the revelation that it belonged to
another woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Came to the surface while they were on the phone. The vet says that she felt
terrible.
Yes, exactly. Terrible for the woman. It was a blank way to find out.
Awkward.
Horrible way to find out. Not to mention the blank over the dog.
Guilt.
Stress.
The dog was stressed out.
Which could have the dog
effects,
could have
side effects.
The dog could have died. Had they not removed the
thong
in time. The dog is going to be
fine.
The blank, not so much.
Marriage,
not so much.
Gone.
Yeah, that's it. Fill in the blank, everybody.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I just cursed a minute ago when I was talking to Michaela about this story.
Yeah.
This story flips me out. A University of Colorado School of Medicine study found that organ transplant recipients may very well also be receiving personality traits from their donors. Now, we've heard stories like this before.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So they dug a little deeper. Researchers found, they studied a bunch of people that had gotten hearts, kidneys, stuff like that. 89% of respondents, that is just a tick below 9 out of 10, reported some kind of personality change after receiving a transplant.
Wow.
People liked different foods. Other people changed their spiritual beliefs completely.
Yeah.
The most chilling example that they pointed to, and this is the part I've got, oh my God, I got goosebumps right now. A child who had received a heart completely stopped playing with Power Rangers. They had loved these Power Rangers.
Right.
They were all about the Power Rangers. But after they received another heart, they stopped playing with them completely. The donor had been reaching for Power Rangers toys when he fell out of a window and didn't make it.
Oh my gosh.
They believe, and they're still trying to go deeper on this now.
Right.
They think it is the cellular memory hypothesis. The idea that your organs somewhere on the cellular level.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a doctor.
No, you're not.
How do you expect me
to do this best?
Please.
Come on.
But that your organs can carry memories and personal preferences.
Can I tell you a crazy story quick?
No. Okay. I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
There was a young girl, 13 years old, who very unfortunately was murdered. And she ended up being able to give her heart to another 13-year-old young girl. The 13-year-old girl was sleeping one night, had a dream. They never caught the guy that murdered the girl. The girl with the new heart transplant was sleeping, had a crazy dream, woke up, told her parents. They went to the police station. Do you know that because of her memory in that dream, the sketch, I have goosebumps right now, literally on my body. They caught the man who killed that girl because of the dream that girl had through this.
You know what sucks about me?
What?
You know what sucks about me as a human being?
Huh?
I'm generally a good person. Would you not believe, you know?
Yeah, you're a great guy.
Well, thanks. I was fishing for that compliment.
And I wanted to give it to you.
That's great. No, really. So that being said, you know the thought that was going through my mind?
What?
That ain't holding up in court.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know before we go, Minecraft has just turned 15 years old.
Wow.
I'm just going to let that bake in for a second.
God.
See how everybody feels about that.
Old.
Sony owns 100% of the music publishing rights to the Hokey Pokey. So in theory, well, only if you were using it, like if you wanted to use it in a commercial or something,
yeah,
then you'd have to pay Sony. Otherwise, like, you know, if you're at who does the hokey pokey anymore? Does anybody?
Weddings.
They do it at weddings? They don't do it at weddings.
Yeah.
Really?
I think they do weddings. Yeah.
You know, honest to God, maybe they should make people pay because then they stop. Stop doing that. Ray Charles, and it's so funny, I got swept up in this. Ray Charles wrote the theme song to the late 70s, early 80s television classic Three's Company.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Not that Ray Charles. But a lot of people thought it was a... No, this Ray Charles is a white guy from Chicago who's not blind. He also wrote some funky song called the 50 Nifty United States, where you sing all 50 states in alphabetical order, which some of you are doing right now in your head.
Uh-huh,
and yeah, and that won't be us. Alaska is the only state without a law school.
Oh, why?
Mm-hmm. Because they didn't do it.
They didn't.
The Seattle University School of Law has started running a satellite campus there to teach some classes that are related to Alaska-specific law. But basically, you had to go get a law degree in another state and then just come back and figure out Alaska.
Wow.
Was the deal. That seems like a business opportunity. It's also pretty funny. This isn't shocking. People say that their childhood years were America's best years.
Yeah, duh. We all think that.
Regardless of how old they are. They call it the reminiscence bump.
Totally.
That's funky. All right, everybody have a great day. Let's get out of here. You're graduating today. Congratulations. Way to go. I'm not going to go down the list again. You know who you are. Aces versus Phoenix again tonight. You're like, wait, they just played the other day. I know. Phoenix is back again, so we'll see you at Michelob Ultra Arena. And then follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. Adrian, where can they follow you?
At Heavyweight Radio.
And the podcast is?
The Unlikely Podcast.
And you'll also be at the Aces game?
Damn right.
What else?
That's it.
Okay, good. Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And you can catch me tonight at Fountain Blue with my band inside Nowhere Lounge at 8 p.m.
Well, cool.
Thanks, dude.
Sounds like we're busy.
Yeah.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Everybody, just go crush it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know before we go. Minecraft has just turned 15 years old.
Wow.
I'm just going to let that bake in for a second.
God.
See how everybody feels about that.
Old.
Sony owns 100% of the music publishing rights to the Hokey Pokey. So in theory... Well, only if you were using it, like if you wanted to use it in a commercial or something.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to pay Sony. Otherwise, like, you know, if you're at... Who does the hokey pokey anymore? Does anybody?
Weddings.
They do it at weddings? They don't do it at weddings.
Yeah.
Really?
I think they do weddings. Yeah.
You know, honest to God, maybe they should make people pay because then they stop. Stop doing that. Ray Charles, and it's so funny, I got swept up in this. Ray Charles wrote the theme song to the late 70s, early 80s television classic Three's Company?
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Not that Ray Charles. But a lot of people thought it was... No, this Ray Charles is a white guy from Chicago who's not blind. He also wrote some funky song called the 50 Nifty United States, where you sing all 50 states in alphabetical order, which some of you are doing right now in your head. And that won't be us. Alaska is the only state without a law school.
Oh, why?
Because they didn't do it.
The
Seattle University School of Law has started running a satellite campus there to teach some classes that are related to Alaska-specific law. But basically, you had to go get a law degree in another state and then just come back and figure out Alaska.
Wow.
Was the deal. That seems like a business opportunity. It's also pretty funny. This isn't shocking. People say that their childhood years were America's best years.
Yeah, duh. We all think that.
Regardless of how old they are. They call it the reminiscence bump.
Totally.
That's funky. All right, everybody have a great day. Let's get out of here. You're graduating today. Congratulations. Way to go. I'm not going to go down the list again. You know who you are. Aces versus Phoenix again tonight. You're like, wait, they just played the other day. I know. Phoenix is back again, so we'll see you at Michelob Ultra Arena. And then follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. Adrian, where can they follow you?
At Heavyweight Radio.
And the podcast is?
The Unlikely Podcast.
And you'll also be at the Aces game?
Damn right.
What else?
That's it.
Okay, good. Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And you can catch me tonight at Fountain Blue with my band inside Nowhere Lounge at 8 p.m.
Well, cool.
Thanks, dude.
Sounds like we're busy.
Yeah.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Everybody, just go crush it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.